This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here's an unfortunate economic truism. Technology, especially when used in industrial applications, can often be better for the environment than people doing the same jobs. But then when you use that technology, people lose their jobs. The specific case in point here is some of the last best blue-collar jobs in Southern California, longshoremen at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, some of the busiest ports in the world, by the way. From KPCC, Emily Guerin reports.
There are 22 massive docks at the Port of Long Beach where ships pull up to load and unload cargo. At all but one of those docks, people do all the work, operating cranes, driving forklifts, and securing containers onto rail cars. But at that last dock, robots do almost all of that. I took a tour with dock worker Gary Herrera.
I actually have to be on my absolute best behavior because I do not like what this place stands for.
Herrera is the vice president of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union Local 13. For decades, this union has fought to preserve jobs in the face of increasing mechanization at the ports. The Long Beach Container Terminal opened in April 2016, and it's the first one to be almost fully automated. Herrera points to a row of red, white, and blue cranes moving cargo containers.
These machines all right here are all working without a person working in them.
Those machines represent the loss of some really well-paid jobs. ILWU members make an average of $155,000 a year. But the union estimates two-thirds of those jobs here are gone due to automation. And the ones that remain are different. Mechanics fix the robots, and crane operators run 48 cranes at once from an air-conditioned room using a joystick. Herrera grimaces, and his hands are tight on the steering wheel.
It makes me sick to my stomach. It does.
But Adrian Martinez with the law firm Earth Justice has a different reaction.
It's exciting to see zero emissions equipment actually on the terminal.
See, here's the thing about these automated machines. They don't just eliminate jobs, they also eliminate pollution. They run on electricity, not diesel. That means compared to a traditional dock, the Long Beach Container Terminal has a third fewer carbon dioxide emissions and about 85% less diesel pollution. Martinez says these reductions are a big deal because residents in the port area have a disproportionately high cancer risk from breathing polluted air, according to local air regulators.
From a basic level, we're not going to solve the air pollution crisis in the Los Angeles region until we eliminate port and freight pollution.
Herrera with the Longshoremen's Union says he's aware that breathing diesel fumes is bad for the union workers. But he says being out of work is bad too.
We know the dangers of being a longshoreman. I know the risks.
The Port of Long Beach and its neighbor, the Port of Los Angeles, are the busiest in the country. And in November, the port set an ambitious goal of phasing out diesel and gasoline vehicles in favor of electric ones by 2035. The question is, will that lead to more automation? Back at the terminal, Herrera says he has his answer. He's watching one of the 72 self-driving, zero-emissions machines glide by.
They got rid of jobs. And so this is why we are skeptical at all when they want to say zero emissions.
So skeptical that the ILWU convinced the California legislature to make sure no public money can be used for automation at the ports. Union workers say they aren't against electric vehicles. They just want to be the ones driving them. In Long Beach, I'm Emily Guerin for Marketplace.